So how many people here in this assembly have birthdays in the month of July? All right. Wow. Happy birthday to all you guys. That's great. You know, this is not a new tradition. I'm not going to do this every Mass. So you guys are lucky. So, it was the American poet Carl Sandburg who once said, "Babies are God's opinion that the world should go on." So for all of you who have July birthdays, Chip and Aaron and Karen, were you one of them? And others who raised their hand. You know, when you were that cute little baby that was born so many years ago this month, you know, you were a sign of great hope. And our little boy, Quan Daniel, is part of a new generation that gives us great hope as well. And so birthdays are great occasions for us to stop and reflect and take stock. Since babies are God's opinion that the world should go on, they're good opportunities for us to ask, well, what difference has my life made? Is this world a better place because I am in it? But as important as birthdays are, which, by the way, there's another important July birthday. Here's a secret for you. Tomorrow is Father Edwin's birthday, and it's his big 4-0. So if you see Father Edwin this week, give him happy birthday greetings. But as important as birthdays are, baptismal days are more important. Everybody here should know their baptismal day and observe it. Because St. Paul said in our second reading today, all that counts is a new creation. When we are baptized, we become part of a new order in history in which creation is being steadily renewed, beginning with our souls. And so, if it is true that babies are God's opinion the world should go on, baptisms are God's intention that creation be restored and renewed. When we are baptized, a process of being fashioned anew begins for us. We obtain a new identity as adopted sons and daughters of God. And we are given at baptism a privileged relationship with Christ. And if we take advantage of that and we continue to grow in love with Christ as our life continues, then it begins to show in our body. That inward transformation, that being created anew that happens within us from the grace of baptism, is seen in our gestures and our actions and our countenance and our vigor. So that hopefully we will be able to say with St. Paul, I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. Now, in Jesus, God has established a new covenant. God has begun to fashion a new creation, otherwise known as the kingdom of God. And baptized Christians who are created anew within are to be agents of that new creation without. They are to be laborers in building that kingdom. This is our mission, baptized Christians. Hello. This is our mission. And it is the same mission that Jesus gave to the 72 disciples in our gospel today. So we have to listen very carefully to the instructions that Jesus gives to us, who he sends out as missionaries of the new creation, which is what we are baptized to be. And if we study those instructions, if we listen carefully to them, we discover that one of the outstanding characteristics we have as missionaries of the new creation is peace. In all three of our readings tonight, peace is mentioned. In our second reading, St. Paul blesses with peace the agents of the new creation, those who travel the road of missionaries of the kingdom. In our first reading, God says through the prophet that he is going to send peace flowing over his people like a river. And in the gospel, Jesus says to us who he sends on mission that he is sending us out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Very important. He does not say that he's sending us out as other wolves to get the other wolves. He sends us out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Those who bring peace and healing as the spiritual weapons of our mission. Do you know, Jesus says in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." And so, since we, through baptism, obtain a new status as adopted children of God, therefore, we are known, must be known, as peacemakers. Makers of peace. That is, those who proactively are messengers of peace. And this is how other people will know that the kingdom of God, the new creation, has come near, is at hand. But God does not send us out with this awesome charge of being missionaries of the new creation by ourselves. We heard that Jesus sends out his disciples two by two, in pairs. And so Jesus sends us out from the church and with the church. The church, which is the germ of the new creation in the world. And as God says through the prophet, it is here in the church, our mother, that we are nurtured and nourished, that we are comforted and loved through the preaching of the gospel, through the sacraments, through our communion with the saints in glory, and through our communion with each other. It is here in the church that we receive peace flowing over us like a river so that we can be heralds of peace to make the wolves retreat before us. So that we are sent forth ourselves as lambs following the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.